Enid, thank you so much for joining us on the program today. Ko Dale Tene, and a warm welcome to Irirangi Wate. Kia ora rā wātou koe.
Hi, morena Dale.
Tell us more about Awakiri Hot Springs. Some might not know of the place. Perhaps you'd be kind enough to tell us where it is, what it is, and why it's so important to the Pukahu whānau. Kōrero mai, please, Enid.
Aye. So we're talking about the Ngā Whā or Pukahu, or what has recently been known as the Awakiri Hot Springs in Whakatāne. During the 60s, 70s, up to today, the Awakiri Hot Springs was a favourite campground, a favourite geothermal spring for not only the people of Awakiri and Whakatāne, but the people of Aotearoa and across the world. So it has actually been quite a solid mainstay for tourism within the Whakatāne district. For our whānau, it has actually been a piece of whenua, our kāinga, that was taken from us back in the 50s after a series of takings, but the Ngā Whā themselves were taken in the 1950s under the Public Works Act. So for our whānau, it has been looked at as a loss, a significant loss of whenua, of whakapapa, of pūrākau. And while we had the land returned under a Waitangi Tribunal claim in 2005, the land came back to us with a perpetual lease over it. So it was one of those Clayton's types returns where we received the land back, but we were never able to set foot on the land unless we paid the business owner of the lease at the time to take pleasure in the soaking of the pool. Just recently, we, through liquidation of the company, were able to settle with the liquidators and receive the perpetual lease back into our hands. And that's what gave us the opportunity to step foot back onto our whenua without any encumbrance such as the lease itself. So two different types of lenses and meaning for the whenua. For us, it's the return of our whakapapa, a long time coming for those who have passed.
Yeah, I can understand why. And I know many whānau who have enjoyed a stay at the springs over the years too, Enid. Obviously, and with its geothermal taonga as well, this is also important as well. To have it reefed from you back in the 50s and 60s must have been very frustrating. So you want the return of the land to the whānau. What is the process for that? The business operation that was there seemingly no more, what's involved for it to be secured back in title of the whānau?
So the business itself went into liquidation, so we have not taken on the business. What we have received back is a very run-down taonga in terms of not only the management of the spring, the management of the geothermal resource consents that go with it, but all of the assets on top of the whenua we've also received, but they're in significant need of repair and maintenance. In some instances, total refurbishment, rebuild. So it's not actually a going concern as such that we can actually pick up and run with. It is actually a work in progress that is currently shut down. The pools have actually been emptied, and we're having to put in place a strategy that will provide an economic opportunity for the whānau moving into the future, but also enabling the community of Whakatāne again in the future being able to access. But it's going to be very, very difficult to access what people have known previously in the past, those types of hot pools, campgrounds, in my view, are just simply not sustainable in this environment.
Tēnā koe. Even if you did want to do something with it, what do you sense would be the future of the area now that it has been returned, and what are the Trust's immediate priorities? If it was to run again as a campground, and you say that doesn't seem like the necessarily the best way forward, that would come with cost as well. how else might the whānau utilise the area, please, Enid?
Sure. So currently, our priority is to reconnect. So we've had whakawātea where our whānau have been able to tramp the whenua and reconnect. We have working bees, which are our priority, where whānau are able to come in and actually participate in the cleaning up and some of the maintenance work. Moving forward, we are going to have a strategy that may actually require partners that are able to take the hot springs to another level. There will be options. We're not ruling out any of the options, but some options may actually be high-end type spa, but within a bespoke type approach, nothing too big, nothing too fancy, but something that's able to be accessed that can actually turn over a business opportunity. But that's not the only opportunity. We actually own the adjoining land. There is further opportunity to expand the Ngā Whā experience into other types of tourism opportunities that may exist, should we find the right partners and the right investment.
Te Nākui, the hope is that there'd be some moneyed up Māori organisation that could see the merits in going forward. Look, it's encouraging, and it's right that the land has been returned. Sad in a way that it is in such sort of decline and unusable, really, as a place where many whānau have enjoyed themselves over the years. But look, it's back in the hands of the peeps, and that's the main thing here going forward. Here's a chance to tunnel any of you moneyed up guys from various iwi out there who might be interested in doing a JV with the whānau down at Awakere for their Ngā Whā. Get in touch with Enid. I won't give you her number, but you'll find her on Facebook, all right? So there's a move. It's neat. It's important to keep the history alive of this place, isn't it? With our young people, our rangatahi, so they know that the reclamation has been significant. Were there any threats at any stage after the business collapsed that others would try to keep their hands on it, or have you always had a challenge for its return?
Our challenge has been in place for about seven decades now. It's always been the return, the absolute return of the whenua, so that we can actually be back on it. So there's never been any doubt. We've always kept an eye on it. We actually were keeping an eye on it as the sale process was in place. The springs themselves and the company itself have been for sale over the years, and we've watched that. It's unfortunate that a sale never eventuated, but it was a very, very fortunate opportunity for us through liquidation. So I think it turned out the way it should have turned out. Mm-hmm. And, well, there you go, right? It's where it should be. The Wairua was with us in this particular instance.
That's encouraging, Enid. What about the geothermal resource? Is there any chance of tapping into it and utilising it in a different way, a small geothermal generating plant? I don't know. And how big is the property we're talking of?
So the Ngā Whā itself would be about 15 acres, but it's sitting on top of an aquifer surrounded by land that we own, which would be approximately 300 acres in total. So the opportunity is significant. The way geothermal technology is moving, heat conductors and the types of things that can bring up heat are very, very readily accessible. The heat coming out at the moment is boiling. Probably the pools themselves used to run at 38 degrees in temperature. Now that's very hot, but the water itself comes out of the pool hotter than 38 degrees. So it is a significant resource. It sits on an aquifer. It is one of the main lines, geothermal lines from Whakaari back to Tongariro. So we are actually sitting on a geothermal fault. And so, as you know, Dale, you are able to generate, perhaps in today's world, whatever you seek to generate. It's whether or not we want to use it for that purpose in terms of some type of industrial power plant. If you know Awakiri and you know where we are, it's a very, very beautiful space. It's not the space that many people would want to see something like that, if I'm honest. We're not far from Kawerau. And in actual fact, if I look out my window, I can actually see the steam coming from the geothermal activity in Kawerau, from the factories themselves. So I'm not sure in Awakiri that we would look for something like that. But that's just one option, and it's not a door we will close.
It's been wonderful talking with you, and you know, really encouraged by where you're at, although there are a number of cards on the table and potential usages. The main thing is that the whānau's been reconnected with the whenua and the taonga, that is that geothermal steam resource, and our young people are learning about the journey that the whenua has been on, finally back in the hands of the people who rightly had it for all those centuries.
Aye.
Wonderful to talk with you, Enid. Thanks so much for sharing some kōrero with our peeps on Wātea today. A pleasure to have a kōrero. Tēnā koe, Tuhine.
Aye, tēnā koe.
Thank you so much.